Thank you. Appreciate it. And that was an unreal. Gosh. I had to rewind that three times when that didn't just happen. He did not just hit that shot.
23 years of age.
Yeah.
It's hanging in the balance. He's not trying to come from behind. He's tied for the lead. Mm-hmm. And he chooses that. Wow.
Yeah. I remember quickly when Angel Cabrera won at Oakmont. I was there, and I was at 18 when he hit that tee shot right down. I thought that was impressive. He split a really tough fairway to hit, but he did not. I mean, that was a needle thread to put that ball there, and then to make the putt too. That was just did not curl that one in. That dropped straight. Those two, that's two of the better back-to-back shots I've seen in an awful long time.
Yeah, it was really, really impressive yesterday. Really impressive. All right. Is it safe to say that we are in the sports version of a roller coaster?
At the down part now, or in the loop, or in the court?
I have no idea where we are. Nobody knows.
We're not coming back in the station yet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think I've reached the fifth stage of the five stages of grief, and I think I'm in acceptance now that we're not going to have college football. Where I'm getting to now is my question... Is what's next, everybody? Well, now what are you going to do? If you're going to cancel, I think the Big Ten and everybody else who's choosing to do this, particularly I think at that level, those Power 5 level schools, they really owe an explanation or at least a roadmap for not necessarily us as like the public and fans, but for the universities, the athletic departments, the programs, the coaches, and most of all the players, to say these, you know, understand that we have to do this, that this virus is telling us to do this, but these are the steps we're going to take in order to somehow get back on the field at some point. And I hope that comes up in the explanation of this. To me, that's the biggest thing. Coming out, we get that you're going to. I think we can understand it intellectually, if not emotionally, yet that there's not going to be any football. But the intellectual part also has to be. We also have to get to that point. What is next? Explain it to us. Take us through this. Give us a map. Show us where we're going.
All right. The players have been in mass. Doesn't matter whether it's Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, or. With all due respect, Jesse Luchetto, Devin Ford.
Mm-hmm.
They've done the hashtag I want to play or hashtag we want to play. And the coaches have now joined in on it. Coaches aside, let's take it from the players' point of view. If the players, along with their parents who have written letters, say, no, we're okay with playing because they trust the protocols because they've said that, does that have an influence?
I think it may be just in the public relations aspect of it, in the public view of it. I don't think it's going to have any. It's not going to matter anything to the commissioners and the people who are going to decide this. Probably, nor should it. They can understand all that. The issue then you're going to come down to if you're the players are and their parents are going to be willing to say or to say we're willing to play. Then that leads you to signing a release, which the Big Ten has already said that we're not going to require, we're not even going to allow our programs to require that of students. So if you're not going to have that release, there's really not a discussion point other than the emotional value of, these people are hurting and these people really want to play and that they trust it. From what I've heard about what Penn State's doing, they're not alone in this. I'm sure a lot of other Big Ten schools, Jim Harbaugh kind of stated today that he feels really comfortable what they're doing. What I've heard, Penn State has really kind of created a pretty good bubble there with their athletes, their football program in particular, in the way they're able to train and practice. There was Pat Freiermuth told Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated that when he's practicing, he forgets about COVID. And I think that's a powerful statement to make. I come back to the idea of what is next. I think maybe the Big Ten, when it makes this announcement, probably also owes a bit of explanation, a bit of some of the reasoning that its medical committee is advising this. like, what are they seeing? What are they seeing from testing numbers or projected testing numbers in Big Ten cities and communities? And what are they projecting when students return to campus at these colleges that is leading them to believe that it's just not feasible to do this? So that, I'm, you know, they must have that. That's what they're reacting on, and that is what, I mean, that's what ultimately is driving this decision. So maybe a little bit of that made public as well would go to ultimately soothe the rest of us and soothe, you know, even go beyond the players and their parents, but to kind of soothe everybody and say, okay, we get it. Maybe it'll also drive something forward that can turn personal behavior around across the country. Where I'm at, I see mask adherence pretty high. It's not doesn't seem so to be an issue. When I understand,
so
it is at other places. So maybe if these colleges they can't, if they're canceling, that they can reach some of the people who are not complying with this, and they're telling us that that's the issue.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I mean I see high compliance here, and you know, I was telling somebody earlier today. I mean, people know I go to mass every Sunday. That's just me, and we've been going the last 9 weeks, and there's been no issue. Everybody wears a mask. There's been no issue, and that was supposed to be like your mass spreader event. So I don't know. I think the way I've looked at it is this: the testing numbers for Penn State come out Wednesday. Okay, that's the next time through. We know Northwestern paused, but it was a false positive. I would keep going if I keep getting good reports. Rutgers is the only team not practicing. The other 13 are all practicing right now. Penn State practiced today already.
Exactly. And I think, didn't President Emmert, Mark Emmert, say that that these decisions were going to be on an institutional level as well?
Yeah,
I don't understand, and this is where maybe I'm also looking for some clarity when the Big Ten eventually does this, if they do, why is it now? Why would you cancel the season before we even get to the point where students are back on campus? Because that seems to be another testing marker that would be valuable. There must be something that's telling them right now that it's just not possible or not plausible to play in the fall. If there's any sort of doubt, if there's any sort of reason that we're saying that some people are saying maybe it's possible to do that, I don't know why you wouldn't get to that, allow students to get back. I know that's 2 weeks for Penn State, and get to that point and then continue to practice. And then they've built in time for a delay to the start of the season.
Right.
If you start seeing more positives on campuses, obviously that's going to be an issue. So what is it now? What is it that they're seeing now in early August that is getting? That's the confusion to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd like to know, because you went through the 2 week acclimation walkthrough. Everybody's okay except for Rutgers again. Mm-hmm. All right. Now you're doing this phase. So far, it seems like it's going well. To me, the next phase is let him hit, and if that's going well, keep going.
Yeah.
You introduce students in the campus. Okay, that's a big one. Find out how if that's still going okay. To me, it's like you just keep taking steps and just keep going. That's me, though. And I would not feel this way if the players and the parents weren't so strong in their feelings about playing, and I think that's important.
Very much so. And again, like the thing, what I've heard coming out, and you would know more being up there, you know, seeing this in person, they seem to have a pretty good handle on what they're doing.
Yes.
With the way they're handling their practices. Not just football. It sounds like for the most part, across
everything,
the board that they're handling. And they have Penn State has the resources to do it, whereas other, you know, some other programs aren't going to. But what is it in the Big Ten that is preventing the Big Ten from or pushing the Big Ten to halt it now? Is it the issue with the Indiana player, Indiana lineman, who told his story about harrowing kind of story about contracting COVID, or is it Rutgers? Is it a combination of those? And are those situational occurrences that you can work through without shutting the whole thing down?
Or is it the fact that Michigan's president, I believe his doctorate is infectious disease, and Michigan State's new president is also a medical professional?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out. Is it possible that there's guidance there from them?
Sure, and that absolutely would be legitimate, and that's what I think would benefit us to know. What points can they make? How can they make this any better? Ultimately, for the rest of us, can they? This is why we can't play. So we could have played had we done this, or we can play in the spring if the public will continue to adhere to these restrictions that we're putting on people, or we're asking people to adhere to. Maybe that would get through. Maybe the lack of college football will get through to people where it did. I don't know.
You picked a heck of a time to join SI.
Yeah, really? No kidding.
It's humble.
I asked myself in March, too, or in April. I said, this is such a great opportunity, but it's to cover college sports. What if that doesn't happen?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's something where, I woke up today and I thought, I signed something a year ago and whatever, and I thought, there's no way in the face of the earth. I thought something from outside sources would keep the team from playing.
Right.
I never thought that in a million years.
Mm-hmm.
How naive am I?
Exactly.
As I was telling your previous guest, I should have taken more science courses and fewer broadcasting courses.
Yeah, and I studied print journalism, so that's even worse.
Well, believe me, it was worth it because you're really good at it. So, hey, Mark, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
we'll talk
soon.
Thank you, Steve.
Hope we have good news soon.
Hopefully we will. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.